Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, April 19th, 2018. On this day in 1987, The Simpsons cartoon first appeared as a series of shorts on The Tracy Ullman Show. Due to the defusing of an aerial bomb from the Second World War, massive traffic obstructions are to be expected in Berlin on Friday. According to police, the 500-kilogram explosive was discovered during construction work on Heidestrasse on Tuesday evening. The Hauptbahnhof is located within the restricted area and will be cleared temporarily. An 800-meter barricade will be built around the site, and all buildings in the restricted area are to be cleared by 9 a.m. The main station is also affected, but the concrete consequences for rail traffic are still unclear. But Deutsche Bahn is preparing for obstructions and major delays. Police are already warning of extensive traffic on Friday morning in the entire area. A spokeswoman said that local BVG traffic would only be affected at the stops directly in the restricted area. Buses are to circumnavigate the main station, and trams are to use reversing loops. As of now, only the U-55 will be completely shut down during the evacuation. The northwestern part of the Charité site will also be affected, but not the high-rise patient building. According to the clinic, the Museum of Medical History, parts of the administration, some outpatient areas, and about 40 inpatient beds will have to be evacuated. Police explained that the Bundeswehr Hospital is also within the restricted area and must be vacated. The Federal Intelligence Service and the Federal Ministry of Economics are also affected. The circle stretches from the main station to Perleberger Straße or Fennstraße and from Rathenauer Straße to Chausseestraße. After the assault of a 21-year-old man wearing a kippa in Prenzlauer Berg, the Research and Information Center for Anti-Semitism Berlin, or RIAS, announced that 947 anti-Semitic incidents were recorded in Berlin in 2017. This corresponds to an increase of over 60%. Of these, 325 cases relate to hostilities in social networks, emails, or comments. This is the highest number since the beginning of the survey, said project manager Benjamin Steinitz. 245 Jewish and non-Jewish persons, and in 461 cases involving Jewish and Israeli institutions and civil society initiatives were affected last year. RIAS also recorded 30 anti-Semitic incidents in Berlin educational institutions. In 2016, only 14. The cases range from attacks, damage to property, discrimination, and cases of anti-Semitic propaganda in schools, kindergartens, museums, and universities. The Anti-Semitism Commissioner of the Jewish Community in Berlin, Sigmund Königsberg, said that according to RIAS, within the Jewish communities in Berlin, there is great concern about an increase in anti-Semitism. Whether at school, at work, or on the street, almost everyone has experienced it in their daily lives. It is extremely important that these experiences and perspectives are perceived. RIAS was founded in January of 2015 by the Association for Democratic Culture in Berlin, or the VDK. It is supported by the Berlin State Program Against Right-Wing Extremism, Racism, and Anti-Semitism of the Senate Administration for Justice, Consumer Protection, and Anti-Discrimination. The trade union Verdi has again called on the Berlin employees of 45 daycare centers of the Arbeiterwohlfahrt, or the AWO, to strike today, which could keep many daycare centers and counseling centers closed. A rally is planned for this morning in a daycare meeting center in Kreuzberg, as announced by Verdi on Wednesday. More than 330 kindergarten teachers and other employees in other areas of the Berlin Workers' Welfare Association, or the AWO, went on a warning strike on Monday due to the wage negotiations for the approximately 1,800 AWO employees in Berlin, which have so far failed in three rounds. AWO educators earn up to 500 euros less per month than educators who are paid according to the collective agreement of the federal states. And some AWO nursery school teachers receive only 85% of what nursery school teachers earn in their own daycare centers. Verdi demands that salaries be adjusted to at least 95% of this wage level. Personnel shortage can only be stopped with significantly higher wages. The 1,808 AWO employees in Berlin work in daycare centers, counseling centers, and care facilities for refugees, mentally ill persons, children, and young people. A column of smoke above Schönefeld Airport caused a sensation yesterday, and images had spread via Twitter and social media platforms. However, this was not a fire, but an exercise by the fire brigade, as explained by airport spokesman Daniel Tulksdorf. In the fire brigade training center at Schönefeld Airport, there is a model aircraft made of metal that is regularly used for fire drills. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.